Hello.
Hello there, good morning. Is it possible if I can please speak with a Mr. Standish, please? David Standish. Hi, darling. My name's Billy. I'm giving you a call today from MMA Legal. I've been speaking with your friend. I think you know him as Chinky, if that's correct.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, perfect. So he did explain to me that, of course, you have spent some time in care. Just want to give you an understanding that never for a second do we expect you to get evidence or anything along those lines, because all of these places where you were mentioned to me has already been mentioned and filed against previously. We just need a brief statement to understand what you've dealt with, which will help determine what kind of figure of you will be receiving. Now, I can't give you a figure at the moment. Each claim is different. What we can tell you is that they will average at a minimum of $48,000 per agreement. So I can reassure you, whatever justice we can get back to you, I will make sure it is the top end of that, darling, okay? Now, I just want to make sure I've got your details correctly on fairly. Said your name's Dave. Is that short for David? D-A-V-I-D?
Yeah. Yep.
Perfect. And Standish, is that spelled S-T-A-N-D-I-S-H?
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Brilliant, darling. Can I please ask you for your date of birth there, please, Mr. Standish?
That's 5/3/1970.
5/3/1970. And could I also ask you for your current door number? So where you're living at the moment, what number door is that?
Number 6.
Perfect. And what would your postcode be, David?
It's DD40UQ.
U for uniform, Q for Quebec?
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you for that. And could I please also ask you for the best email address for yourself, please?
Standish195@gmail.com.
Perfect. No problem there. Thank you so much. Now, what I will need to ask you is, do you remember the name of your parents, Mum or Dad?
Yes, uh-huh.
Can I please take Mum's name there, please?
Irene Standish.
And how's this, is it Irene spelled I-R-E-N-E?
E-I-L-E-N.
Irene Standish, no problem, thank you so much. And what was Dad's name?
Dennis.
Dennis. And is that Daddy Standish? Perfect. Now, could I also ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses whatsoever?
No, no.
And you've got no terminal illnesses at the moment, perfect.
No,
and
I've got heart disease,
No, just, you've got heart disease, let me get that on here for you. Could I also please ask you, while she was in care, or even now, have you ever been known by any other names or have any nicknames at all?
No.
No. On there for you. And do you remember the address where you was living prior to you going into care, if not the area?
The address I was living before I went into care was 40 Ellangowan Drive.
Ellangowan Drive. And what area was that?
Ellangowan, E-L-L-E-N-G-O-W-A-N. Ellangowan.
E-N-G-O-W. Ellangowan Drive. And what area was that in?
Dundee.
Dundee, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And did you grow up with siblings that you was aware of?
I grew up with a sister.
Brother and sister. And can I ask you, you grew up with your sister, and can I ask you what was your sister's name?
Her name was Linda.
Linda. And did she go into care with you, or was it the case of you just being sent into care alone?
No, I was on my own.
No, not an issue there whatsoever. And how old would you say you was when you was first placed in care? That you can
14.
Remember?
14.
14 years of age, no problem. Yeah. That's not an issue. And could I also ask you, do you know why you was placed into care? Was that due to behaviour issues, refusing to...
I was put there from a children's panel, beyond parental control it was.
Beyond parental control, no problem. And could I also ask you, do you remember the first care home where you was placed?
Yes, it was Burnside. Burnside House, Dundee.
Oh, in Dundee. Okay, so that's not the first time I have heard of this place. So like I say, the reason I ask you to give us a brief statement is just to get as much information as we possibly can, just to help us build a case for you. And the most information you provide us with will just help us basically pinpoint the value of your entitlement. Okay. So you was in Burnside, Dundee from the age of 14. How long did you say you was here for?
I went there for an assessment. I think it was about 4 to 6 weeks or something.
4 to 6 weeks, no problem. And then did you stay there longer than the 4 to 6 weeks after the assessment, or did they place you elsewhere?
No, my mum got me out of there.
You went back to mum. And was you back with your mum after that, or did they place you in the care of anybody else?
Oh, no, I went back to live with my mum.
No problem. So the only time that you was in care was while she was in Burnside, Dundee?
Yes.
No problem, that's not an issue. Perfectly fine. And could I also ask you, whilst this case is going through, now we do need to ask you, if the worst was to happen for any reason to you over the next few months with this case ongoing, who would you be happy to receive your entitlement? Have you got any family? Have you got a friend, partner?
I've got 2 daughters.
No problem. Can I just take the name of one of them, please?
The one that lives with me still is Savannah.
And is that Savannah spelled S-A-B-A-N-A-H?
S-A-B-A-N-N-A-H.
N-N-A-H, no problem. And I am assuming it's the same surname as your own. Is that Standish, is that correct?
Yeah.
Now, I will need her mobile number. Do you have it to hand at the moment?
I could push it up for you.
Perfect. Take your time, don't worry.
Okay, I've got Savannah's number here. It's 07446 622 684.
So I've got 07466 2684.
Yeah.
Perfect, no problem. Now, in regards to yourself, the most important piece that I do need to take from yourself is the actual statement. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go through it step by step. Now, like I said, do not worry in regards to going over certain things. If there's some things where you think, right, that's a bit too much now, I need to take a step back, I am more than happy to do it in drifts and drafts for you, so do not worry. Now, initially, what I am going to get on here for you, your first memories of being in care. Can I ask you what was your first feelings of when you were taken to care? Of course, I'm assuming you were scared and nervous as you've never been in that situation before. Is that correct?
Yes, almost definitely, yeah.
I'm very emotional. Being taken away from family. I've never experienced this before. As soon as arrived at, what was your first feelings arriving at Burnside in Dundee?
Fear.
I felt fear. Right. And is that due to, like, was the older children running around, being a bit crazy and things like that? Was the staff quite boisterous with you?
Uh-huh.
We get here. Now, can I ask you, from your first few days, or should I say first few weeks, whilst you was actually in the care home of Burnside, what have you experienced whilst you was here? Do you remember any staff members' names making you feel uncomfortable in any way, shape or form?
There's two that made me a bit of a nightmare. Mr. Burns, he called Duff.
And I think, was he the head, Mr. Burns, I believe I've heard before?
Sure if he was head or not.
Don't worry, Mr. Burns. Won't call Mr. Burns. And do you remember anybody else?
Michael Duff as well.
And Michael Duff.
Yeah.
And was these quite horrible to you?
Do them, yeah.
Would they ever be physically abusive to you? Did they ever hit you with anything like the belt, the hand, the sand shoe?
The Burns did.
We get that on here. And how would he use the belt on you sometimes? What would he do to you, Mr. Burns?
No, it's more his hands, looking his hands.
Could I also ask you here, Mr. Michael Duff, what was he like with you? What things would he do to you?
He was more of a mind bender with you. He used to do things
like
mentally
abusive.
Yeah, he was more of a, and I still remember it when everybody was getting to do things, you know, go out and everybody said maybe go swimming or go to the beach or whatever. I still remember. I never once got out of one by the time I was in there. But they let me go. Three singles time. You would be your friend here. He was more just away.
Sorry to hear that.
Burns was the more the physical side and the punishment side. I remember Mr. Burns taking me out of my bed one night. This has happened a couple of times. Taking it in the PE hall, the gym hall. I was made to stand on the centre of foot. Because it was only been about 11 o'clock at night or something, 10 or 12 o'clock at night. And stand on the centre of foot in your underpants, walk away and switch the light off and come back and get you about 4 hours later.
So sorry to hear that. When you were showering... Yeah, sorry, go on.
Sorry, no, carry on.
I was just going to ask you, when you were in regards to your showers and things like that, did they ever make it very aware that they would have to be there watching you whilst you was in the shower or attempt to help shower you in any way, shape or form?
I could remember, no.
Did they ever try and turn the children against each other or make you fight any of the older children or anything like this?
Yeah, there was fighting and it seemed to be accepted, yeah.
Can I ask you, while she was here, for any reason, did you ever go to bed hungry at times, or was you ever locked in your bedroom or your dorm at any time?
Yeah, well, the dorms weren't actually locked, but they had a sort of like a juvenile cell. I was placed in that a few times.
I've heard of this cell before. Can I ask, was you ever a bedwetter or anything like that, where they would embarrass you in any way in front of the children or make you stay in the wet clothes?
No, I never had. Didn't have any problem like that, no.
No problem. Is it the case where, what, do you remember them calling you any names at any time or breaking any of your property?
Not really, no.
No problem. I do need to ask the question, is there any remembrance of you being sexually assaulted in any way, shape or form, or seeing or knowing of any of the children being sexually assaulted?
I never witnessed anything like that.
No problem whatsoever. It's mostly like the physical kind of things and the mental kind of abuse that you dealt with here.
Well, mental it was for me, yeah.
More mental, no problem. Here, I felt very out of my depth.
Almost like I went in because it was beyond parental control. It's like they were...
It's like
they were making me pay for what I was doing. I mean, there was other kids in there, and some of them had maybe family issues, you know, that were just staying there, and everybody from all different walks of life, eh? But because mine was more no behaving myself, maybe I think they had it out that to make you behave yourself, you know?
So what I've got here is the information you provided me with. Now, I am going to get here. I was here for around 6 weeks. But would you say it was kind of one of the worst 6 weeks of your life?
Yeah, most definitely, yeah. After my assessment, it had to go by. I remember this going back to the children's panel, but my mum was aware of what was going on. And overruled everything and got me back out.
We get that.
He overruled everything and took me back out and said she was going to deal with it herself.
We got that on here, and I'm aware. And she was so.
So it was almost like a bad situation going worse.
Let me go home. Let me get that here. That's 6 weeks. I'm here for you. This is the worst time of my life. I'm speaking to you now. I understand it's still frustration. I can imagine it's obviously caused you to feel anxious over the time. Nightmares, anxiety. Let me, do you ever have nightmares or anything reliving this situation? Do you worry?
Still think about it to this day, yeah. We often have this in conversations about how bad we were treated in the homes.
That's true.
A lot of conversations.
So I can appreciate everything that you have provided to me, and I can reassure you we have definitely taken enough information to go ahead and get this case submitted for you right away. Now, every bit of information you have provided with me, what I am going to do for you is I'm going to retype it up and I'm going to emphasise everything that you've had to deal with, just so they understand the ins and outs of everything that you have explained to me. Now, most importantly, what I will do for you is I'll get your case submitted off for you right away, and you've also got me on WhatsApp there, David, so for any reason over the next few months whilst your case is ongoing, if you want to track your claim or find out where it's up to, or even if you have any questions or other pieces of information that you forgot to mention to me, do not hesitate to let me know, and I can keep your case updated the whole way, and most importantly, I can let you know where your case is up to. Is that okay with you?
Great.
Now, what I do require from you is you've had some documents sent over from the legal team itself. That's so they can request your actual records. Now, that should be sent over to you on a text message and on an email. Would you just see if that's come through for you, please, from MMA Legal?
Yeah, I've got it in an email, yeah.
Perfect. So it should say sign document or proceed to document. Would you click on that for me, please?
Email or signing.
And then it should say proceed to document, agree and accept.
The document, yeah.
Perfect. And once you get through to there, it should then have a little black box of a red star next to it that says signed by the client.
Bottom red box, yeah.
Yeah, so if you click on that box for me, it should bring up three little signatures with a squiggle.
Oh, I think I just pressed that and continued. I think, oh, signatures, let's see. Signatures, yeah.
And, perfect. And then it should be a little box underneath it that says, I acknowledge, where you can tick it and press OK.
That's that.
Perfect. Let me see if that's come back through for you. Give me two. That's brilliant. Now, what I also require from you, darling, is a picture of your ID and proof of address. So ID can be anything from driver's license, passport, provisional, bus pass. It just needs to have your picture on there. And proof of address can be any letter dated to yourself within the last 3 months. That's just so we know it is you that's making the claim and it is going to your home address. Would you be able to send that over to me on WhatsApp at all, please?
Yes, yep.
Brilliant. Now, whilst you're doing that, I am going to send you a message over. It will ask for the information I've just asked from you, but this is just so you've got all of my details at the bottom as well, because all my, basically all your claims information will be on here, darling. So let me get that over to you as well. So I've just sent you a message over, and then that way you've got all of the details there, so you know the name of the solicitor, and that way if you want to track your claim at any time, you can just pop my name in WhatsApp and I'll get you straight through to them.
Yeah.
Perfect. So if you could go onto WhatsApp for me and send me over a picture of your ID, that would be perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How will I do this?
No problem. So I'm here to help you. So if it's easier, if you go and get your, if you get your driver's license or get your passport or your ID, whatever ID you're using, if you get that for me, and if you go onto WhatsApp where I've sent you a message, if you click on that chat, you should see a little plus sign in the bottom corner or a little camera emoji.
Right, yep.
So if you press that for me,
ah,
and then it should bring you up to your camera or your camera roll.
Well, I'm not very good with, not very good with things
what
like this.
What makes it better, what I'll do for you is I will face call you and I will, oh, that's come through perfect. So you've done that brilliant.
Yeah.
If you could just do the same thing for me with a letter. It can be any letter dated to you in the last 3 months. We just need to have your address and the date on there, please.
God. Don't get much of it. Could it be in... Want it an e-letter?
Could it be any letter, don't worry. Even if it's from Bingo, it could be from anywhere. It just needs to have your name and your address on there and the date.
Yeah, I'll have to do I'll go online. Paul's going to be online.
Yep, that's fine. You can cover up your important pieces of information. That's not a problem. We just literally need to see your name, address, and the date. Okay.
Fine, yep. Going up, it's still got my address on it, credit card statements and things as well.
Have you got a council tax or anything come through this month?
It's all done electronically. That's what I'm doing. I'm looking through the Virgin Media bill.
That's fine. Virgin Media's fine.
I'm just trying to say, there's nothing that actually says my address on it.
Does anything say statement on them at all? Or if you go on your online banking and download a statement and then just screenshot and crop the top bits?
Bobo was coming up with. Put the Bobo, and I'll pull up an old electric bowl. Would that be okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That's not a problem.
Right, we'll go up last month's bowl.
Perfect.
We're coming up with an address on it.
It's not giving you an address on it. When you look at the top of the statement, does it not have? Is it a statement that you're looking at the moment?
It's just, I'm just on the Ovo account.
Does it not say on there download statement or viewer statement?
History.
Have you got a passport as well at home?
I've got a passport, yep.
Do you want to send me a picture of your passport? I'll use that as ID and then I can use your driver's licence as your proof of address.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Right here.
That'll be a bit faster for you, probably.
Yeah, I've got my passport handy here.
Is that same thing what you've done on WhatsApp?
Yeah.
If you go on there and then there should be a little plus sign.
Send that on, that's my passport.
Perfect, that's come through as well, David. So, basically, your case will be submitted off for you right away. Now, as explained to the previous, the case can take anything up to 12 months. It doesn't mean it will take 12 months. That's just the maximum time frame it can take, but we can be in contact over the next few weeks with the value. What will happen now is we'll go and request your records. I'll get everything retyped up for you, and I can reassure you I will get this case submitted off within the next 10 minutes so it's be done for you right away. If you need anything, just drop me a message on WhatsApp. My name's Billy. All details are there. But I will be the one to keep you updated, or it'll be the solicitor himself, which is MMA Legal. Any questions, just drop me a message on WhatsApp, sir, okay?
Thanks very much, Billy. Yeah.
All right, darling. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day. And I'll keep you updated over the next few weeks. All right.
Thanks very much, then. Thanks a lot for your help. So,
no problem, sir. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
You can use driver's license as proof of address, can't you? And passport as I do. Let me just get this one. Put that in the freezer for me, actually. Oh, I just want to roll it on.